How old did you say you are now, Mr.?
Well, I'll soon be 75.
74 right now?
Yeah, 74.
When's your birthday?
19th September.
Not too far away.
No, it ain't. I soon have another,
You say you worked in a sawmill for a while when you're in Stockton?
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do most of your life?
I worked in the woods most of my life. In month of timber.
The lumber business?
No. It was getting tar out of those pines to send off. I mean to sell. To sell. We worked under people, you know, that had the business and we worked for them. But long towards the last, I had me a little business of my own. 3 years of turpentine, we call it. And I made and sold myself the turpentine.
So you were in the turpentine business
part
of your life?
Part of my life. Well, most of my life, yeah. But only 3 last years that I had a little patch of my own. Just leased a temple.
Did you work for Mr. or was it somebody else?
It was a fellow by the name of lived at Fred Stockton. The man Brown Crosby.
I see.
We were working under him then. He owned the business.
How'd you get into that work?
I was raised to it. My father, that's about all he ever did, you see, in his day.
Father was in the turpentine business?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I liked it fine. I didn't think I'd ever do nothing else. We didn't know nothing else hardly. Just at that time, there was just nothing but woodwork for people outside of the gardens and potato patches. Such as that.
Everybody had a garden?
Practically everybody had to have one to live. And then they had hogs, cows. And milk cow. The way we were, we had hogs and milk cow. We mostly raised cow, though we didn't fool with hogs too much.
Why was that? Why didn't you fool with hogs?
Well, they're kind of a thing that's much outside of a fence as they're on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah. They really is something, hogs. And you got to prove to them, and then not. You can't prove to them all the way. That's the way I see it. Something.
Kind of hard to look at it.
Yeah, and we couldn't be. But nevertheless, we take a notion for meat. We kill a cow, a yearling, and dry it, smoke it dry. We didn't have no way to keep it, but smoke it dry, salt it, smoke it dry, and then pack it in white pine boxes. And then mother would take it out if she wanted to cook some for breakfast. She'd soak it overnight anyway. And cook it, and it'd be just about right when she soaked it overnight. Get that salt out of it so we could eat it.
Yes.
And then we'd go to the river swamp, to the river, and put us out a line, some limb lines, and catch us a big old catfish. And that was part of our meat. We'd carry that home and cut it up, salt it, and dry it and stack it away. And that's part of the meat we have to eat.
Yes.
Unless Daddy took his gun and killed him as squirrels or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of squirrels do you have up there?
Cat squirrels in the river swamp. That's where he killed them most of
them. I don't think I've ever seen a cat squirrel. What's it look like?
Well, I got them right out there. You'll see one now in a few minutes.